Welcome to the Victory World Outreach Podcast. We pray this message brings encouragement and inspiration to your life.
Psalm 122, the harmony of the saints. How many have an ear for music? Anybody have an ear, or at least you think you do? How many can sing better in a crowd than you do by yourself? You can sing so low that nobody can hear you. Right? But if you've got an ear, some people got an ear for music and they can hear, they got an ear for when it's not good. Right? But listen, I'm not singing for you, I'm singing for the Lord. So don't worry about the person next to you. Just lift your voice when it comes time to sing. And you know, you don't have to worry about singing off key. Just lift your voice. Right? But you know, there's this thing called harmony. Some people can hear it, some people can't. Some people can pick out those notes. I've heard different groups. Maybe you've heard of groups like Pentatonix and others that they sing in harmony. And you get five people, six people, and they're singing in such a beautiful harmony. It's like their voices are instruments. It's amazing. There's something about it. But when one person gets off, how many know you could hear it? Some may, you just like cringe a little bit. Some may write. Our singers don't know it, but when we go back in that room back there, we can isolate one voice at a time. Thank God when we sit in here, we're all together, right? Listen to what David says in Psalm 122 in verse 1, and out of the Amplified, but it doesn't really matter which translation, because you can't hardly go wrong on this. And yes, I'm still fighting this cough. Ed, maybe you can help me with that water. Do you mind grabbing that? Take the lid off it for me, please, if you would. He says in Psalm 122 in verse 1, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. How many are glad somebody told you, let's go to church? That's good. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Oh, no, it's okay. He said, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. The harmony of the saints. You know, how many know that church is a process? Being a Christian is a process. It's having a church is not automatic. Maybe in some places in mega church world, they get a church instantly, right? But around here, it's work. Around here, seeing one convert get saved that's lost, that didn't know the Lord, come in and give their heart to Jesus, and then helping that person make it for the Lord, it's a process. It's not automatic. And sometimes we can be led to believe that it's just easy, that having a church is easy, that having a congregation is easy. It is not easy. It can be a challenge. But Jesus did not let the disciples pick themselves. He picked them. And we did not get to pick each other. He picked us. He put us together. Amen? When you buy something that has instructions, it has assembly instructions. Some people, they like their furniture to come pre-made. Right? They like to go to the nice places and they get stuff that's already made. It's solid. You can move it more than one time. Right? And other people, they're okay getting something from IKEA. But if you get something from IKEA, it does not, when you open the box, it doesn't look like the package. Right? You have to build it. And it doesn't even come with words in the instructions. It's only pictures. Right? And you might have parts left over, you might not. We don't know. But it's not what it looks like on the box. How many have ever bought a Lego set before? And you open up that Lego set, and that Lego set, when you open the box, does not look like the picture. You're going to dump that thing out on the floor, and then what? If you have kids, they're gonna dump it out, and okay, now what do I do? Well, hey, there's the instructions, and it gives it to you step by step by step, and it starts with the most basic, and you just keep adding on to it, right? Eventually, if you do it right, it's gonna look like the picture. But it does not come preassembled. There's effort and work that has to be put into it. And sometimes, you know, maybe the pieces are there, maybe they're not. But as we gather together, when we gather together as a church, I'm going to know a gathering is just a gathering, right? I mean, a pile of Legos is just a pile of Legos. It's not the Death Star, right? It's not what you would think it could be. It's just a pile of Legos. When we don't have the anointing of the Holy Spirit and the presence of God in a service, we're just a bunch of people having a gathering. And the Bible says to gather. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 18 and verse 20, for where two or three, what? Are gathered. You get two or three people, or you get 50 or 100 or 200 people together, where they are gathered together, he says, there I am in the midst of them. So, when you have a gathering, you have God there, but there's something, if you just back up one verse into verse 19, he says, again, I say to you that if two of you, what? Agree on earth concerning anything that you ask, it will be done by my Father in heaven. The authority or agreement brings the authority of God into our situation. Agreement takes us from just having a gathering where God is and having the anointing of the Holy Spirit at work in our lives. It takes willingness on our parts. It takes agreement on our part. It takes time. Sometimes it takes compromise because you're not the church by yourself. I know that we are the body of Christ, right? We are the collective body of Christ. But there's something about a group of people that gather, and they don't just gather like they show up in the same place at the same time, which we could all do. We could all just come and we could all just kind of be in our own little world, or we can come into this place as a gathering. And we can invite the presence of the Lord because of our agreement. And when there is agreement, there is a unity there, then there is authority, and there is an anointing that comes down that when we pray, which we're going to do in just a minute, and this is what I want us to understand, that when we pray, we're not just praying to the ceiling, as we've said many times, but because of our agreement together, we're inviting the presence of heaven into our world, into our present situation. The problems that we know that we're dealing with, every single one of us, many of us lifted up our hands. We've been fighting devils. We've been going through different things. Agreement brings the authority of God into our situation. That word, when Jesus says, where, again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth, that word agree comes from the word, this Greek word that's called symphoneo. It's the word we use for symphony. Where there's agreement, it's like a symphony. You ever been to a symphony where there's an orchestra and there's many instruments? They're not all playing the same note. But they're on the same key. They're working together, and the music that they make individually, they're not the same instrument. He said, well, all I am is a construction worker. All I am is a school teacher. All I do is work fast food. All I am is landscaping. It doesn't matter. When we come together, we bring who we are and we bring our instrument. We don't just play what we want to play. There's something about a church. It doesn't mean we agree on everything. I mean, I argue with myself. I don't believe everything I say sometimes. I argue with myself in the mirror. Anybody else argue with yourself from time to time? You're like, we're going to have to send him to the doctor or something. There are things that you have preferences. I have preferences, right? And if you're looking for something to disagree with, it won't be hard to find it. And if you didn't find something tonight, come back on Sunday. You'll find something then. Because if you're looking for something to disagree with, you'll find it. But if you're looking for a way to be in agreement, we don't have to agree on everything. We don't have to, we can have different preferences. Some people say, well, I don't like the ceiling black. I don't like the lights or whatever. I think it should be this. I think it should be that. Those are preferences. Everybody's got preferences and different preferences. That's okay. You can have different preferences. I have different preferences. But we need to agree on the important things, the kingdom business things. Those are the areas where we stand in agreement. We put aside our, and sometimes we have to compromise. We say, you know what, I'm not so sure, but I can see that, and I'm going to try and understand that. Because I want to be in agreement. And this even goes for marriages, that a marriage can be in harmony. A marriage can be a symphony. It's two different people. They don't have to be the same. If two people are the same when they're married, one of them's not needed. Right? And we bring different things to the table. And so he says, when you agree, it's like a symphony, an orchestra that comes together, and there's a conductor that puts together these instruments and makes a musical masterpiece. So don't assume that everyone is in agreement. And sometimes we think, well, everyone must be in agreement because, you know, this is my church family. There are some people, especially on Sunday, they're going to be coming in. They have not stepped foot in church in a good while. They're bringing with them all of the devils that they've been fighting since they were young. All of the things that they've been carrying, all of the things they've been fighting through. And that's why when we pray before the service, we bind those demon spirits. We bind the spirit of witchcraft. I bind that spirit of strife before a service starts. I bind those things. I take dominion and authority over those things because I know that people are coming in and they've got spirits of depression and they're full of the devil. There's things that they're fighting and they're coming in with those demon spirits, and a service is supposed to be a place where the burden is lifted off of people. Even a Wednesday night service should be a service where we can come in and we don't have to slog through it and just say, well, what time is it? Is it quarter till? Is it 8 o'clock? What, you know, it ought to be a time where we come in and we're looking forward to being in the presence of God because we know God's going to do something in us. Why did Jesus even go to the cross? I mean, we're approaching, it's going to be Friday, Good Friday. You know, we're getting to that place where Jesus went to the cross. It says in 1 John 3:8, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. We are going to have church on Sunday morning. We're having church tonight because Jesus Christ came to destroy the works of the devil. All those works that the devil's been trying to throw on you all week. Everything he's tried to do against your finances, against your home, against your marriage, against that unsaved family member that you've been praying for. And tonight we've come into this place because Jesus already went to the cross. He's not going to the cross. He already went to the cross. And for this purpose, he came to destroy the works of the devil. And this theme of agreement, it runs all the way through the Bible. It runs all the way through it. I know sometimes it seems like God was in a bad mood in the Old Testament, but he got into a good mood in the New Testament. He's the same God, right? We're the ones that change. Sometimes it seems like he's mad and he's mad at everybody. Well, he was mad at them. They were living full of the devil. But we've been made whole through the blood of Jesus. And I want you to just see, and I'm gonna wrap it up here in just a second, because I could go, I think I might save some of this and preach it another time. But listen to what he says about agreement. I'm just going to throw some scriptures and they'll put them up here, but just the reference, if you want to write the reference. Amos 3:3, can two walk together unless they're agreed? What do you think? Can two walk together? If they're in disagreement, one believes one thing and the other, it's sure is hard. John 17:20, I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me. I don't know if I gave that one to you, did I? You can write this one down. John 17:20. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you. That's John 17:20. Matthew 21:22. Whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you'll receive them. What does that mean? It means agreement, not just with each other, but agreement with God. See, we've got to do more than just be in agreement with each other on things. We need to be in agreement with God. John 15:7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. Matthew 7:7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you, for everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. And when the church gathers in agreement, and we come together in, can we pray at home? Yes, sure. You could pray by yourself. You could not be here tonight. You know, you could be at home and sitting at your kitchen table and praying. But there's something, you take your prayers to another level when you come into a place of agreement where there's an atmosphere for miracles. Agreement invites the presence of God. Until the Holy Spirit came down in the upper room on the day of Pentecost, they were just a group of people, however many, 120, in the upper room for 10 days. 10 days. Do you think that somebody got on somebody else's nerves? I mean, some people can't be in the same room with somebody for, 10 minutes before they get on their nerves. 10 days. But it says they were all in one place and they were in one accord. And that tells me that there was agreement in that room, in that place. Number one, I for sure there was agreement, right? There was obedience because they were there when they were told to go, right? They were waiting. There was a patience. We're so impatient. We think, well, it's been 10 minutes. It's been 10 minutes. What else do I say? What else do I do? Sometimes we need to just wait on God. And there's a time for praying quiet, and there's a time for lifting up our voices. And in a moment, we're going to lift up our voices. But when we gather in agreement, heaven comes down to earth. Heaven comes down to earth. We need heaven. We don't just need, me talking to you. That's not going to change it. It takes the presence of the Lord coming down into our situation. You need a real visitation from God. You need to do more, and I need to do more. I'm not saying this like you. I got three more pointing back at me. We need to do business with God and have an expectation in our hearts and do our part. Of course, God is going to do his part. He's faithful. He does not change. We're the ones that are wishy-washy. And I think tonight, if we need heaven to come down into our situation, let's not be running out of here straight away. Sometimes people get to the prayer time and they're out. They're gone. I heard the message, but no, we need God to touch us. We got real situations we're dealing with. We got real financial problems. We need real direction for our future. Some of us are praying for a next step in our lives. God, help me to know what to do. I'm dealing with this problem, a battle. I'm fighting something at work. There's people against me. I'm struggling in my mind. I'm struggling in my emotions. I'm just going through it. Whatever it is, let me tell you something. Prayer and agreement, this kind of agreement, invites the presence of God down into our situation. And that's what's going to make all of the difference. By faith, we're going to God in prayer. By faith, we're going to reach out to Him. Amen. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Why? Because I came in heavy and I went out light. I came in depressed and I went out encouraged. I came in broken and I went out healed. I was glad when they said unto me, now, I didn't just go to any church. I went where the presence of God. I didn't go to a gathering. I went where there was agreement. And where there's agreement, He said, you'll ask anything in my name. If any two of you shall agree, which we're going to do, ask it. Ask it. I was glad. How many glad you came tonight? Amen. You're going to be even more glad when you walk out victorious. Amen. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Actually, let's all stand. Let's all stand in this place. Simon says, stand. Let's bow our heads, if you would, all over this place. Tonight, there are some here. You do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And you're not born again. And you say, Pastor, I need Jesus to forgive my sins. I don't know what it is to be born again, to be forgiven. I need salvation. I need Jesus to take the sin from my heart. Not just cover it up, but take it away. Pray for me. How many all over this place would just quickly raise your hand up? I want to pray for you. See these hands? Yes, yes. Amen. How many? Raise your hand up. Raise your hand up. Put it back down. God bless you. Yes. Many, many hands. Would you just pray this prayer with me? Everybody that lifted their hand and even those that didn't, you can help us pray. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for going to the cross to carry all of my sin so that I could be forgiven. It was me that sinned, not you. I need a miracle. Forgive me, Jesus. I repent of my sins. I turn from my sin. And I need you, Jesus, to come into my life. I surrender my heart to you. Thank you for dying for me and for giving me hope today. I know that you're the Son of God. And that you are risen from the dead. Today I'm saved. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks again for joining us. If you like this message, subscribe to our podcast channel for more episodes. We would love it if you would rate it and share it with your friends. For more content from Victory World Outreach, and to learn more about us or to support this ministry, go to vwonow.com.